You know, one of the things that makes this call, I think, valuable, and so this happened last week. Last week we kind of had a topic, but then we started talking about something else, and it turned into a really good conversation. And when we don't have a specific guest, you know, a guest speaker, I love that. I encourage it, you know. So I want this to be a discussion amongst professionals in the industry, people that, you know, a forum where we can gather and not talk about products or companies, but rather to talk about things that every single one of us run into in the industry. And so I think it's just a great way for us to gather. It is my goal to, you know, at the end of the half hour to make it valuable. So for you to look back at it and go, yeah, I really took something from that. I really enjoyed that. I know for me personally, and for some of you who've been on the call for a long time, you know, this is true. This is almost, it's sometimes a little therapeutic for me, you know, especially when you're frustrated or stressed or not, you know, not knowing exactly, you know, trying to get that energy up. This really pulls energy in for me to, and I'm truly honored to be able to do this. I do start the call off pretty much every week, unless we have a guest speaker, the same way, which is by asking, is there anybody or is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Is there anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or any questions we can answer for you? Anything to discuss? Anybody have anything?
Hey, Stacy, I got a question.
Okay.
Putting in a whole house arsenic filter this weekend, the softener has been there for a while. We're having a discussion in the office as to whether or not the arsenic...
You're talking about the activation and please.
Yeah, and I can briefly, the answer will require a little bit more knowledge than we'll go into today in terms of chemistry and stuff like that. But for those of you new to the call who are aware, you know, arsenic's the 26th most abundant element in the Earth's crust. And so especially in sometimes in the Midwest or you know, areas where there's a lot of hard, it's generally found with Marshall sandstone or calcium, magnesium, a lot of hardness. And so it's not uncommon to find arsenic in the water. But the arsenic comes in a couple different forms. Arsenic 3, which is the trivalent form, is more dangerous but also more difficult to remove. It's more of the carcinogen than arsenic 5. But if you understand iron also comes in a clear water form, which a water softener will take out. And then it when you oxidize it, it turns into ferric oxide or rust. If you can see it like rust, you can filter it. Okay. You can't really filter arsenic because it's still too small to really filter. But you can convert it from arsenic 3, which is a lot smaller, to arsenic 5, which is slightly larger and easier to remove. Okay. A lot of the whole house systems combine an eductor or some sort of an aeration or a pump, an oxygen pump that will pump, that will help convert, just like it would iron, convert that arsenic 3 to arsenic 5. So a lot of times, especially if you have iron in the water, how much iron is in the water, Stacy?
It's about 2.5 parts per
million. Yeah, perfect. So in that situation, that's actually really good and a lot easier, believe it or not, when you have iron like that, it's a lot easier to remove the arsenic in a whole house system than if you did not have iron. Okay. So generally speaking, for a whole house arsenic system, what you would do is you would put in some sort of an oxidizer and then an arsenic adsorption media. But if you can oxidize the iron ahead of the softener, okay, in that case, using this technology, in my opinion, and I'm not looking at the exact specs or the exact type of equipment, but in my opinion, you would put that arsenic system in prior to the softener and then you would oxidize the iron, and the arsenic actually would attach itself to that iron molecule, and it's bigger. So they would actually combine, the arsenic and the iron would combine and make it much easier to filter out. to remove it. So you would have, you would, in my opinion, with that much iron, what I would recommend is a technology that oxidized it all and then filtered it. We're not talking specific products or technologies. And if you don't have an eductor or an oxidizing agent that's going to do that, then if it's strictly adsorption, it's just an adsorption.
So 21 total, 17.6 arsenic 3.
Okay, that's a lot, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And the maximum contaminant level, of course, is 10 parts per billion. All right. Anybody else? Any questions or thoughts before we go into our comment, our topic? Which is not officially how to murder a spouse. That's not our official topic today. So that was a bonus topic. Little bonus, little tidbits. I said I want you guys to learn something at the end of each call. So what other things do we have? Any other questions? Then I want to talk about our local publications. Okay, so working with one of our MV pros this week, and she brought in this little local paper, and it really reminded me of how valuable this was when I was in sales way back. For me, it was, they called it the Fowlerville News and Views is what it was, and it was this little publication. They still printed it. It came out once a week. Especially when I was in sales, I definitely read them. Usually on the front cover, it would have a picture of a student. You know, you'd have Ashley wins student of the week again, or something like that, or student of the month, or, you know, and it would have a picture of the, you know, the homecoming king and queen, and you could flip through. There would be a few little ads and articles, and some of the local businesses, you could always find a little ad in there for a local business, a pizza coupon, those types of things. But for me, the way I used it, because I worked so closely in my community, I used it for a couple different things. Number one, and Stacey and I were talking right before we started the call here, and you called it the, what did you call it, Stacey? The your local one? You called it the something gossip.
Hold on,
the,
sorry, you're on mute. Local gossip rag.
The local gossip rag, right. And you said it was where you could find out about everybody else's kid in the community, right?
Yep, good or bad. If they got arrested or if they got a scholarship, you know about it.
Yeah, it's just a little, and I think just about every little community has one of these things. So the way I used mine, and I'm going to open it up here, and I'm curious if you guys are using yours or if you want to describe yours and talk a little bit about it. But the way I used mine was exactly that. I would kind of sit and grab one and scour through. And I would often, if I saw somebody that, you know, it would say Ashley wins student of the month. Ashley is a sophomore at the high school. Her parents are such and such. And it would, you know, her proud parents, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times I would cut that article out and throw it in an envelope with just a little handwritten note that says, congratulations, this is, you must be very proud, or something like that. And I remember one time I did it, wow, again, that's amazing. You know, and I would just send it to, just mail it to those customers. One of the letters that is in the book I've talked about where they're just a ton of reference letters, a ton of, you know, I always would ask, and that we talked about that before, about getting customers to write letters and give us references and stuff like that. I had a book with all of those printed, and one of the letters that's in there talked about how months after the sale I had done that and how much it impressed them and why they would continue to refer me to their customers and stuff like that. But it was really easy to do because all that information was right there and it was local. The other thing that I would use it for is to keep, you know, there was a little local community well. I mean, there was a municipal system in the village of Fowlerville issue. And so I came and I teed up this question and asked it. And then the next time I went, they actually asked me to to speak on something for about 5 minutes. Actually, that one was on arsenic. They wanted me to come talk about arsenic for 5 minutes or so and just how it got in the water. That was when they had lowered the standard from 50 parts per billion to 10 parts per billion. But I recognized that all from that little local village paper that went out there. So it was a way, you know, we especially now, 20 years later, we are inundated with so much media. And it's really easy on a national scale, especially, to lose track of what's happening locally. And these little publications, which is amazing to me that they're still out there, because they're actually print usually. You know, they come out in print. I suppose there's some digital ones, but I almost always see them in print. And they're a great way to stay in touch, to stay in tune. What's your experience with these little local publications, if anything?
I can't say that I've really done much with mine, but for the record, since I'm actually getting in the car and heading to the office, I grabbed the last 2 days' papers to take with me to look at.
Okay. So yours, how often is yours being published?
Ours comes out Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, so yours is almost a daily thing. So the Fowlerville one, and I've seen a lot of them, they're once a week, which was a lot easier to keep track of, and they were a lot shorter and stuff like that. So yours is actually a paper, like an actual paper. Do you subscribe to it, or does it come for free?
Oh, I subscribe, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
I think it's about $110 a year.
Okay, and so those are the small. They're probably not real long. They probably don't take a long time to read. So you actually subscribe. So that's
headings, obituaries, really everything and anything. News wise, locally, zoning changes, anything like that.
Do they print the council meetings and the city council or village council meetings and or agenda?
No, it would have information about the chamber meetings. Yes, not.
Okay.
I don't. It might have stuff on zoning meetings, but I know they're very well represented by the chamber. The Chamber of Commerce here.
Yeah.
Because the guy who actually runs the newspaper, he's in charge of the Chamber of Commerce. So there is a lot of information about those meetings and what they're up to but anything and everything local.
So do you see kids, like a kid won this or did that, or like Stacy was saying, it's where you go to learn.
They might have stuff like that. There's a lot of ads. There is a lot of ads. But, yes, they'll have something about somebody got, it'll be information about kids that are away in college that don't, maybe they got
did you hear what John did Saturday?
What's that?
Did you hear what John did Saturday? He stayed the night at
They don't have a police report. They don't throw everybody under the bus, though.
Yeah. What was that, Jim?
We have one of the things that I saw recently in our local, because I read ours. We get ours. I thought we were supposed to pay for it, but apparently somebody paid for a lifetime subscription here because we get it every week. But I saw recently an article, or it was in the fall, where one of the local HVAC, they talked about the importance of cleaning your furnace filters and how to, and tuning up and things like that. I've seen different articles, and I don't.
Okay. And that's where they'll have a whole article about your business. How to contact, what you do, anything and anything about what your company is. And that is, you don't pay for that, but you did pay for it through, through advertising with them.
Mm-hmm. So I actually wrote for the Fowlerville News and Views. I wrote a few articles for them and submitted it to them. A lot, they might have somebody that works part-time and writes a little bit for them here and there. Usually they're just, I've seen the high school reporter will submit an article, or do something. And you can tell sometimes that they're not professional articles, but I did write a few articles for the Fallowville News and Views about different water issues. And all I did, and some of them will allow you to do it and some of them won't. And I always thought that was a great way to get in there, was to, you know, to go in and say, you know, to talk to them and say, hey, I have an informative article. It's not salesy. You know, we're not going to make it a sales thing. It's not going to be an advertisement. It's something relevant to the community and something that that people might benefit from. And then I had, you know, I did put, if you have questions, please reach out. You know, it's call. You can reach Kelly Thompson at such and such and such and such. So there are definitely opportunities for some of them to throw an article in there. I mean, I've done similar things with newsletters for, you know, for gated communities. You know, you can get in and do a newsletter and write something like that, which is a similar type publication, right? Those little, the gated communities have the same, they have a you know, biweekly or sometimes weekly, but usually monthly newsletter that goes out and talks about what, you know, what Sylvia did with Ethel, and they have that stuff. But there's also what classes are coming up down at the clubhouse, and bridge night starts at, you know, past most people's bedtime at 6 p.m. this week. And so, you know, I'm snarky today for some reason. Sorry about that, everybody. You know, you can write, a lot of times that's the way to kind of make yourself known. You know, you're not going to necessarily get anything directly out of it, but those of you that have been on this call in the past, you know that we are, you know, it's not about that, sometimes that immediate result. Sometimes this is a tool that you can use to learn about the community that you're working in, to find ways that you can give back to that community, and to educate, you know, why is it that in a gated community, and all joking aside, you know, so they're locked down, they're gated. They don't want solicitors in there. They don't want door-to-door salespeople going in there. And so a lot of salespeople get very frustrated on, you know, how do I get in there? How do I, because they have a need. They have a need. There's a market there. If you can find a way to educate those customers, your competition's a heck of a lot lower than it would be other places. You know, and so this type of publication, whether it's in a gated community or for me in Fallowville, Michigan, nobody really advertised out there. There were so few people in the area that the company that I worked for, the advertising didn't go out there. They didn't send mailers or flyers because there weren't enough people to make it worthwhile. Okay. So I used these types of local publications to ingrain myself into the community, to become part of the community, to know the community. So when I went in and spoke with people, I could talk to them and let them know I lived amongst them, that I shopped at the same stores. And then they would make reference to, you know, to an article that I had written in the Fallowville News and Views. For me, I was volunteer of the year a couple times, and that got on the front of Fallowville News and Views. So people knew, you know, they recognized me that way and, you know, because they saw it, and it added credibility to me as I went in and gave them recommendations in terms of their water. So anyway, bottom line, as a summary here, look for ways, even if you live in a big city, there are small communities. In these small communities, a big city is made up of nothing more than small communities. And this, they all have these little publications somewhere. Find time to read them, to get to know the community, and that is part of making yourself an expert. Any final comments or thoughts on this topic? Thank you all very much for the contributions. The conversation. Great questions. Great conversation. Everybody be safe. Have an excellent weekend and be safe. We will talk to you next week, if not before. So thanks, everybody. Bye.